Jean-Marc Haché landed in West Africa as a volunteer with high hopes of lending a helping hand. In that sense, his timing was great. He arrived in Ghana in the early 1980s in the middle of a coup d'etat, at the peak of hyperinflation, and just in time for the worst drought in a decade. For these same reasons, some people would consider his timing quite poor from a more selfish survival standpoint. He had also missed the memo. The national menu had changed, and they were out of luxuries like bread and clean water. He would be surviving for 4 months on a slush-like concoction of cornmeal and spinach, not what most of us would order at the movie theater. Wow, I can survive. Jean-Marc had passed the point of no return, but it didn't matter. After 2 weeks of adjusting to the breakfast, lunch, and dinner, mush a la Ghana, he had no desire to escape. The most basic of foods and good friends proved to be the only real necessities, and what would seem like a disaster from the outside was the most life-affirming epiphany he'd ever experienced. The worst really wasn't that bad. To enjoy life, you don't need fancy nonsense, but you do need to control your time and realize that most things just aren't as serious as you make them out to be. Now, 48, Jean-Marc lives in a nice home in Ontario, but could live without it. He has cash, but could fall into poverty tomorrow, and it wouldn't matter. Some of his fondest memories still include nothing but friends and gruel. He is dedicated to creating special moments for himself and his family, and is utterly unconcerned with retirement. He's already lived 20 years of partial retirement in perfect health. Don't save it all for the end. There is every reason not to. Q&A. Questions and Actions. I am an old man and have known a great many troubles, but most of them never happened. Mark Twain. If you are nervous about making the jump, or simply putting it off out of fear of the unknown, here is your antidote. Write down your answers, and keep in mind that thinking a lot will not prove as fruitful or as prolific as simply brain vomiting on the page. Write and do not edit. Aim for volume. Spend a few minutes on each answer. 1. Define your nightmare, the absolute worst that could happen if you did what you are considering. What doubts, fears, and what ifs pop up as you consider the big changes you can or need to make? Envision them in painstaking detail. Would it be the end of your life? What would be the permanent impact, if any, on a scale of 1 to 10? Are these things really permanent? How likely do you think it is that they would actually happen?